Eric Schoenfeld here with TechCrunch, and I've got Josh Silverman, the CEO of Skype. So Skype, you've got Josh, you have a new announcement for us, right?
That's right. Today we're announcing what we think is perhaps the biggest announcement, new release in Skype's history since it launched 4.5 years ago. When Skype launched 4.5 years ago, it revolutionized the way that people did voice calls. And over the last 4.5 years, we've grown to over 300 million users and over 100 billion minutes of Skype-to-Skype calls. But over that time, the way that people have conversations has evolved as well. It's not just voice anymore. Chat, SMS, file transfer, and especially video have become increasingly important parts of the way that people communicate. As we talk to our community and watch the way they're using us, we find that people are not tied to one way of talking together. It's not only voice. In fact, they're using many different ways to talk with their friends, family, and colleagues, often at the same time. They may be having a video conversation while transferring files and having a chat. And our old UI was really purpose-built for voice. It was purpose-built for voice, and then we added more and more features and functionality to it. As a result, it's become increasingly cluttered and hard to find all the rich capabilities that we have. So 4.0 is a major step forward. It's really purpose-built to have rich communications across many different modalities with your friends and family.
Especially, it's still a download client application, or are you offering a web-based version as well?
Browser-based. To get the kind of rich functionality that we offer, it's still important to have it be a download. But the UI is quite different than what people are expecting or have gotten used to in 3.8.
So what are the biggest differences between not just the new Skype and the old Skype, but where do you see the new Skype pushing the envelope in terms of, you know, all these other communications applications that we're seeing, everything from, you know, things like chat rooms that incorporate video, like Meebo rooms, or things like Pal Talk, to you know, you name it. Every social network has its own sort of room where people can bring in different media elements and chat, and sometimes video as well.
So
how's that different from that?
There's several big changes in 4.0. The biggest paradigm shift is really a movement to integrated communications that are centered around conversation. And what I mean by that is that we now organize all of the conversations that you've had with any individual or with any group into one place, which is the conversations pane. So in the past, if you and I were having a video call and then I was transferring a file to you and then we were having some chats, I may have three windows open to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we close those out, to get the history of all of my communications with you requires some real digging into the history file and real knowledge of how our systems work.
Yeah, you know what I do? I never close those windows.
Yeah. That's right. So when we watch the way that people actually use us, we see some real pain points that they're not even able to articulate because they're so used to this being the way that the world works. What we've done in 4.0 is we've organized my conversations with Eric into one place. So when I click on Eric, I can see the complete history of all of my conversations with Eric, be it an SMS that I sent you, a file I just transferred, a video call that I had. There's a complete record of everything we've had. Because when we look at the way people think about communication, they don't think, what was that file that I received at 4 p.m. on Wednesday? It's not ordered by time. It's ordered by person. So all of those windows actually go away and are replaced by one window in 4.0. And that window has two panes. There's the contacts pane, which is all the people that I know, and we've done a lot to organize that better in 4.0 for you. And then you click to the conversations pane, which is, what are the conversations I've had with Eric? Maybe I have a group that follows the San Jose Sharks, and it's my 10 buddies that are all part of the San Jose Sharks, and it's very easy for me at the click of a button to start a conversation with that entire group of 10 to share a video or have a voice call with them and to see the history. with them. So that's quite a big paradigm shift. Other changes with 4.0, we have moved 4.0 to be a full screen version of the client. And there's a couple of things that that allows. First, it spreads out our functionality. So what we hear from users is it feels much, much simpler while also feeling more powerful. So they can finally find all of the capabilities that we actually have. The second really important part of going to a larger screen is it allows a full palette to highlight video. We now offer a video product that blows people away in terms of the quality and the size of video. But in our old UI, we just didn't have the screen real estate to showcase it. We weren't taking full advantage. So in 4.0...
Can you minimize the windows as well? Because one of the things I love about Skype is the fact it's always sort of in the background and it's not really... I can have all these other windows open and it's not in the way.
Yeah, sure. So the default view for 4.0 is full screen, but we'll have the ability to basically pop out some of the windows and rearrange them the way you want to or bring them back into the canvas. So the user interface is actually quite customizable depending on the way that you want to have your conversations.